as we welcome in former NHL GM and scout ace analyst for TSN and scout Craig Button joins us. And Craig, I got confirmation earlier today that the NHLPA, and not a surprise really, that they're gonna vote on the return to play. There's just like there was no way they couldn't do it just simply based on finances, right? Like there's a lot at stake to lose here for players moving forward, and even with the playoffs, sadly there's going to be a healthy dose of reality financially for the players and the owners when the 2020-21 season resumes or starts next year.
No question, Jason. And you know the NHL is no different than other industries trying to plan a return to work. And you know, you want to make sure that it's safe for everybody to return to work, and you can provide an environment that you know lowers the risk as much as you possibly can, if not eliminate it. But you know, like every other industry, you know, it's economic. And you know, look what's happening with Air Canada. Look what's happening with the meat industry. I mean, there's nobody that's untouched by this. And, you know, and it's nobody's fault. Like the NHL owners didn't do anything wrong. The players didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, minds got to come together, and there's got to be a real collaboration. And you got to consider different ideas and solutions going forward, because if you don't, then you might find yourself in even greater trouble than the industry itself finds itself.
What do you think of the proposed format, Craig? The top 12 in each conference.
I like it, and Gary Bettman talked about, you know, trying to finish the regular season. You know, when they formed the return to play committee, and you know, they had dialogue, you know, the league and the players association, you know, number of players, you know, from the teams that were clearly out of it said they don't want to play. Managers, owners were saying, oh geez, that's not really fair. So if you can't complete your regular season and you're trying to figure out, okay, how could we, you know, get teams, you know, ramped up to play a little bit, how can we get a little bit more economic traction, I think it's a good idea. And I think it's an idea that doesn't penalize the top teams. I mean, I guess the Pittsburgh Penguins can argue they're fifth instead of fourth, and so they'd have to play in the have to participate in the play-in part of it. But you know, there's always going to be somebody or some entity that's not going to be happy with it. I 24, the number works. I think that it makes a lot of sense. And I think mostly, Jason, you started off talking about the economics of the sport and the business, which is significant. And this is unprecedented. So, you know what? Like, don't tell me what used to happen, because what used to happen right now doesn't matter. I don't care what happened last year. It doesn't apply this year. And it may not even apply next year. This isn't something that people are looking to do on a going forward basis. This is something to address the immediate problem, the immediate challenge faced with the NHL. And that's why when I hear people talk about, oh, well, it's like, I don't care about what happened last year. It doesn't matter now. We need new solutions and new ideas for the current problem.
Craig Button joins us. Craig, I like the 24 teams, but I'd like an explanation as to why the NHL elected to go to the top 12 in the conference. Because it's the same either way, had they done the top 12, or they had just stuck with their regular format, which is, you know, and just extend it. Because it's top three in each division, and then two wild cards. Just go to top five in each division, have the two wild cards. The Rangers and Chicago still get in. We still have the best 24 teams record-wise in it. But we're staying within our divisions, which is what the NHL has been pumping down our throats for years, and was how 85% of the regular season was played, and now they're just throwing that out. That's the one thing I don't understand, why they didn't just go with the same 24, being the exact same teams, but you would have the division rivalries and the potential of those teams playing each other in their pods.
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways to tackle this, and certainly I don't think anybody was dismissing anything, but you know, you try to look at, teams getting ready to play, and, you know, what does it mean in terms of the matchups and everything? And you're right, you could do it by division, and you could do it by five and then add some other teams. But then where are those other teams going to play?
Well, no, Craig. Like, to me, because you're going to have pods of six, right? So there's going to be six teams in each division. No different than right now they're going to have the pods of six in each pod, we'll say. Or you just put both the West in the in one pod of 12 and the East in one pod, but you're just staying in your division games. So Edmonton, instead of now playing Chicago, right, they would have played – now, technically, they would have got a bye as being one of the top two teams in their division, which they probably should have, but nonetheless. Then you have 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5, because right now you've got Edmonton playing Chicago, non-division. You've got Winnipeg playing Calgary, non-division. You've got Nashville playing Arizona, non-division. And you've got Minnesota and Vancouver playing non-division. Like, that's what I don't really understand.
Yeah, well, I think too. I mean, okay, so we've been in a division format, and that, I mean, that's the way it's been. But let me ask you this, and I don't know anything. I don't have any knowledge that can support it or go against it. But, like, would the Edmonton Oilers rather play the Calgary Flames or the Chicago Blackhawks?
Well, technically, Edmonton would have had a bye. So they would have been playing They would have been playing Vegas for for the right to go first or second.
No, I know, but like, what they did is they went by points percentage, right? And they're what they don't want to do is, and this is where the top teams, the owners, come in and they say, "Hey, listen, you know what? We don't want to get penalized." This is the back and forth, right, of the top four teams, right? So Edmonton might have a beef, just like Pittsburgh might have a beef. But you know, you're going to have people that are going to be. More in favor of one thing and less in favor of another. I don't think your point is anything that is off base or wrong or anything. I think it has legitimacy to it. But somewhere along the line, they went along this path and felt that the equity might have been a little bit better overall. And you know, knowing that there could be a handful of teams or a few teams that might not favor it.
Yeah. I just looked at the whole format. I'm not sure it necessarily makes it any more equitable, to be honest, right? And really, it kind of takes away from potential rivalries, which is what the league, that's the whole basis and the foundation of the league, right? So I understand you had to change to 24, and I totally get that, but why would you go against something that's totally outside the norm of what your league is, especially when 85% of the season's being played? That's a pretty big chunk to get a good assessment of what the teams are.
It is. But like I said, like, you know, again, like if you're looking at it and they go with this setup and they go with it, right? I mean, there's going to be teams. I mean, it's funny. The Pittsburgh Penguins, you know, there's a lot of talk, oh, it's not fair for the Pittsburgh Penguins because they could get beat by the Montreal Canadiens. I mean, the Montreal Canadiens are a lesser team than the team they would play otherwise.
Yeah, sure. That complaint, I don't worry about that complaint because I'm with you. To me, that one doesn't make much sense to me because, you know, Pittsburgh would most likely then be playing the Islanders instead of Montreal, right? So Montreal is actually an easier opponent. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of different ideas to consider and you try to weigh them and, you know, try to figure out, you know, which one has a little bit more traction over another one. And I think that that's what happened more than anything, Jason. I think your idea was something that was, I don't have any doubt that it was seriously considered. But, you know, somewhere along the line, they come to this one. And, you know, I guess once we get some background on it, we might have some better answers as to why they decided to go this route. But your point is legitimate about when you're building rivalries in the division and you played 90% of your regular schedule, you know, you could just continue to build off of that.
Yeah. And to me, like, maybe I'm missing something. And so I just hope the NHL comes out and explains, this is why we went to it. And away you go. And I'm like, okay, because if they wanted to do it just off of a points percentage, I'm like, well, you guys don't do that in the every other season, so why would you suddenly change just for 15%, right? Like, that's my only argument against it. I could see if only 50% of the season had been played, then maybe I could understand it because that's such a, you know, that's so far away from normal. So it would be interesting to me to see. Now, the draft, what's your thoughts? Do you think now with the return to play, does this mean only the seven teams that are out will qualify for the draft lottery?
I don't see any other solution that would be sensible.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't. I think that I mean, if you're taking seven teams out, okay, the teams, the eight teams that get in, you know, their reward is you get a chance to play further into the season. And you know, hey, listen, bottom line is one or two or maybe even three of those teams, hey, I don't know, but we know there's going to be a handful of those teams from 17 to 24 that are going to move on. We know it. You know, it's just the way it is, right? So, you know, let me ask you this. You sit down and Tampa Bay gets upset like they did last year, a top team, and now they're picking eighth or have a shot at the lottery. Ooh, I don't know if that was the idea. So I think the sensible solution is only the seven teams that are eliminated from the 24 team return to play proposal get to participate in the lottery. And then after the play-in portion, you know, there'll be eight more teams, and then the draft will probably revert to, you know, how it's been seeded previously, you know, all the way through the playoffs to the Stanley Cup, which means the draft will happen much later than maybe people were anticipating.
Well, I sure hope so, Craig, because that would be just, you know, asinine to do it. Not only for the seeding portion of it, but also for the trades. Now, without the conclusion of the regular season, I still believe, like, hey, sorry, yeah, it stinks for certain teams, but like the James Neal Milan Lucic one, he didn't score 21 goals. You can't make a trade based on prorating. I don't think you can change the wording in it. It's just, yeah, that stinks for some of those teams, but that's the reality.
It is a reality, and I think that unless you put it in there yourself to very clearly say, hey, you know, at the end of the day, you know what, it's either 21 goals or if he gets hurt, you know, if he averaged, over a course of a season. That's not how the wording goes, so therefore, it's pretty clear what happens. In my view, I think those are easy ones to solve.
Craig Button from TSN joins us. Craig, have you talked to anybody recently in regards to the CHL and the reality of them? Like, I've heard that, you know, the latest one, the WHL is probably looking at a later start, maybe October for their season. That was the last thing I'd heard from them. But do you see CHL functioning if there's no fans?
Geez, it becomes really difficult, Jason. And, you know as well as I know, talking to different people, that, you know, the junior hockey, the CHL is a gate-driven league. And, it's not just about the people coming into the building, but, you know, it's everything else. People that want to support the team, and they do it through 50-50 draws, and that helps a lot of teams be able to sustain their program. I mean, there's a lot of teams in the CHL that are right on the margins. And, you know, the NHL-CHL agreement, which got extended, that's going to help CHL teams. I mean, if that agreement didn't get extended and, you know, the monies that go to the CHL teams to be, the CHL to be divvied up, you know, you'd probably have teams now that would have to, you know, seriously consider closing up the doors to their operation. But, you know, it's extended a year. Hopefully the pandemic can be in a place where it's under control and, you know, you can start to introduce fans back into the building. But it's going to be really tough because, you know, travel. Like, you know, you need the ticket revenue. You need the fans into the building to pay for so much of your operation, and without it, it just becomes, you know, what it becomes is a money losing proposition.
Craig, great stuff as always, man. We will chat with you next Friday when by then I'm sure the NHLPA will officially announce that we will have a return to play, and maybe we'll have some more answers as to where it's going to be, what it's going to do, and potentially, like, I think July is most likely, sometime in July, best case scenario, start return.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I mean, just because, I mean, we know that the border, the essential travel or non-essential travel between the borders in the U.S. and Canada is to near the end of June 21st, I believe. So, you know, and again, we're continuing to get data. We're continuing to get information on the virus and, you know, how people are handling it. And then Jason, I mean, we're seeing it in Canada. We're seeing it in Alberta and BC, you know, slowly moving forward, see what, and all that information is going to be an indicator of what we can do, you know, as we hit June and as we hit July. And hopefully we can continue to move in a forward manner.
Have a great weekend, Craig.
You too.